How Funny the World Is. I came across a band that I haven't seen them live yet, but they're a very, very live band. And just looking through their literature, I thought, hang on a minute, I recognise this guy. And it turns out that he and I used to be neighbours, 40 years ago. And I'm going to play a track from their brand new album, and then hopefully he's going to join me on the phone. Have a listen to this. This is The Band from County Hell. That is the vocals of Julie McClelland. That is the band from County Hell here on Phoenix FM. Big band. They're going to go... I think they're going to go very well indeed. They are a Celtic band, and Celtic music is on the rise. I'm delighted to say a very, very old friend of mine hopefully joins us on the line. The bass player from the band from County Hell is Filthy Phil. Are you there, Phil?
I am. Hello, Michael. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Great, great pleasure to talk to you. You don't sound very filthy, Phil. How did you get that nickname?
Well, that would be telling. I think that's a secret. That, you know, what goes on tour stays on tour, as they say.
All right, let's go right back to the beginning then. Band from County Hell. How long have you been going and how did it happen?
Well, the band itself has been going since long before I was involved. They've been going since about, I think it's 1995, sort of lost in the mist of time.
Mm.
I joined around about 2000 after finding myself with quite a lot of spare time on my hands, having had a divorce about a year earlier, and having thought, well, I've spent years playing bass guitar on my own at home. It's about time to, you know, fill your time with something useful, see if you can find a band.
Okay.
And there's quite an interesting backstory to that, in that I applied for the job of bass player with Banff and County Hell and didn't get it because they really found one.
Okay.
And then about a year later, their bass player fell off his moped. He was delivering pizza at the time. And they had a gig coming up. And so they rang the pub in the village I lived in and said, can you find this chap called Phil Harris for us? And
yeah.
All that afternoon. And the next thing I knew, I was in the band. Been there ever since.
Wow, wow. And you, looking at your website, you get around a bit. France, Germany, Ireland, you've been everywhere.
We do get around, yes. And we've had the great good fortune to do some really cracking gigs and play with some great people over the years. I mean, we've done a couple of tours with Stiff Little Fingers, for example.
All right. And I read somewhere that somebody compared you to Mumfords, but you were pre-Mumfords, obviously.
We were, yes. Mumfords have a great sound. We're somewhere, I'd say, between the Pogues and Mumfords. Similar sort of thing there.
Just looking at the album cover, just looking at the picture inside, which I can't work out which one's you, by the way, you look like a band who really have fun on stage, and it's a very much audience in anticipation. That's not the right word, is it? The audience get involved with your acts when you're on stage.
Participation, I think.
That's the word I'm looking for, yeah. Brain's gone.
Yeah, that's we are very much a live act, and we put a huge amount of energy into the show. And even at my age, I still manage to keep fit by bouncing around the stage for the best part of a couple of hours when we do a show. Very, very vigorous show indeed. As for the picture in the album cover, I hate to say it, I'm not actually in that.
I didn't think you were. You were off that day.
You can just about see on the far left-hand side, you can just about see the headstock of my electric bouzouki. I was playing bouzouki that day.
Oh, yes, I can. Yeah, oh, I see. Yes, I can see it. I can see it. Yeah, I see where you are now. Absolutely. Okay, but you're
if
looking...
If I'd known, I'd have lent in some...
Now, you're all members... well, you're not, but three members of the same family are involved, yeah?
That's right, yes. Steve and Julie, it's essentially their brainchild, and, you know, primarily Steve is the main mover in the band. He writes an awful lot of material, and Julie helps with the vocals. Ben, their son, has grown up pretty much with the band. In fact, he was the first person I spoke to when he was about 8 years old.
Right.
Trying to get in touch with Steve to get the job. And he's much grown up with us and has been on the road with us now since, I think, about 2005.
Okay. This is your sixth original album, Shift and Changes. How's it going?
It's gone very well. Yeah, we're immensely pleased with it. It was great fun to make. We think there's some cracking material on there. And it's probably the best overall album we've done, and certainly the best produced, and it's been selling really well.
Okay, and you're playing live very soon as well in London, aren't you? At the in Oxford Street, is it?
We are, yes. We've been immensely lucky to get a gig at the famous 100 Club in Oxford Street, 27th of May.
Okay.
Hope you get a big crowd there, so any of your listeners want to come along?
Well, I shall certainly be there. 27th of May at the 100 Club. Phil, we wish you all the best for that gig, and wish you luck with this new album as well. Was it a long process putting this one together?
It was, actually. I think this one in total took about 2 years to do, yeah.
Okay. And, let's just hope it goes really well. Right, we'll play out with another track from it. Which one would you like? Recommend a track for me.
You know, I was thinking about this before, and it's a toss-up between Pussycat and Meet the Folks. And on balance, I'm going to go with Meet the Folks.
Meet the Folks. Okay, right, let me just cleverly lean over here and press that button there, and that should be it. Phil, thank you very much. Filthy Phil, thank you very much for taking the time with us, and we do hope that really works out for you. And hopefully, if you're ever down this way, because I know you're up in Lincolnshire, come into the studio and perhaps we'll do a little bit of a live gig here as well.
That would be fantastic.
Thank you very much
for having me on your show today.
Lovely. Thanks, Phil. Thanks very much indeed. Bye-bye now.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Nothing. 'Cause nothing's all we've ever had.
And we're
Glasgow to Saracen's Cross.